I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
I'm a young black man doing all that I can to stand. Oh, but when I look around and I see what's being done to my kind, every day I'm being hunted as prey. My people don't want no trouble. We've had enough struggle. I just wanna live. God protect me. I just wanna live. I just wanna live.
That is 12-year-old Kedren Bryant, 12 years old.
It's unbelievable.
His mother wrote that song. They recorded it on their phone. They posted it on social media 3 days after the murder of George Floyd. And, you know, I looked at him yesterday as a 12-year-old boy, and I just thought a lot about Barrett. And, you know, his mom having to have that conversation with him as a young black man, mm-hmm. and how he was going to have to live his life differently than my son was going to live his life. And so we had a chance to do a Zoom video chat with him. And that was one of the first things that we talked about. I wanted to know how he felt when like his mom handed him the lyrics to this song and he started to read it and he started to understand the story that it was telling and recording that song.
I felt really, it was kind of sad, but also like not like happy about it, but it was kind of sad to read those lyrics because this is the world we live in and we have to face this. Sad that black people can't go out and enjoy life and live without having fear in their minds. So yeah, that's basically what I just really felt when I read those lyrics.
And then you got to sing it. And then you guys decided to make just a quick video on your phone. And then people wanted to start producing it for you. How quickly did that all happen? And were you like, wait, what?
I never knew before I even recorded the video, I never knew that it was going to go viral like this. I never knew that it was going to be like, okay, yeah, this is going to go viral. But I did not have that in mind. So when that happened, it was like very really surprising when it happened. I was just like, what? Like this fast stuff happens. So it's just like, wow.
Tell everybody who liked your song, who shared your song.
It was Snoop Dogg shared it. Janet Jackson shared it. LeBron James shared it. And Miss Tina Lawson shared it. And the former president, Barack Obama, shared it.
And, no big deal.
And then Ellen shared it, and Steve Harvey. And it's just a lot of people. But yeah, it's just like a lot.
Kedren, how many radio interviews have you done?
Probably like 100 and...
Wow.
Yeah.
We are so late, Carson.
Wow. I thought you were going to say one. I thought we were it. How about that kid?
Unbelievable. And he still sounds so humble.
And he was
still
legit, so grateful. Just sitting at his mom's kitchen table. And like people were kind of coming, going behind, you know, around him.
Right.
That he would like look up and say hello to. Just, and then the way he just says, Snoop Dogg, LeBron James and Miss Tina Knowles.
Miss Tina Knowles.
Respect
Knows.
On her check.
All right. So here's the second part. And again, we did this Zoom chat with Kedren Bryant. He's 12 years old. He released his song, I Just Want to Live, which is, you know, it's a pretty powerful thing to sing about. And to find that emotion, it just, I just can't imagine. Like, what I was doing at 12 years old, it wasn't something that was even in my ethos,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That was eating Lunchables and playing Pokemon at 12 years old.
Right. He's aware of the world around him. I'm trying to remember what this question was that I asked him. I'm spacing right now. So here, I'll just play the second part.
I have to say he's...
Oh, now I remember. I asked him if he could pick one artist, right? Any genre, his dream duo or you know, to collaborate with. And this is what he said.
I have to say he's a gospel artist. His name is Kalante Gavin. And that would be like a dream come true just to record a album or even like a single with him. That'll be just a dream come true.
So you're 12, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's put all of this, I'm gonna be a record star aside. And it's summertime and school's out. So what are you gonna do this summer?
I'm going to LA to shoot the official music video for I Just Want to Live, and I'm recording the album.
Okay, so regular 12-year-old summer stuff.
What is it you want to say with your music when you get in there and record? What's important to you?
I want to say what the genre I want to do is like motivational and inspirational songs that just keep on keeping faith and just like hope that like whatever you're going through, like you can make it out and you could like you're more than a conqueror, like just trust in God and never doubt yourself and chase after your dreams. And because your dreams are important, and that's the kind of songs and the message that I want to get out when I go in the studio.
That is amazing.
Hey, Kedren, can you buy your shirt or is that just a one-off? Can you buy it or is that just yours?
Oh, it's mine.
Oh, you need to make it so we can purchase it.
But we have we actually have a site where you could purchase like other shirts. It's called Extra for Jesus, or you can just ask my mom all the information.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give you all the wrong one, but yeah.
All right. Well, we'll find it.
Real quick before you go, now that you have a record deal, does it mean less chores around the house?
Yes. Because actually I used to like go in the yard like a lot, help with my dad and like pull a lot of weeds. And then now I don't have to do that because I have a lot of interviews and my dad doesn't want me to get bit. My face.
Well, you're welcome for this interview, getting you out of lawn work.
Oh, well, congratulations to you, man. The song is so powerful. And, you know, thank you to your mom for writing it. Thank you to you for singing it. It really brought me to tears when I watched you perform it both times. It's such an important message to get out there that Black Lives Matter and that we need to take care of our young people as well. So thank you for coming on our show today, too.
Thank you.
Kedren Bryant.
I just want to hug him. That's all I want to do. He doesn't want to get mosquito bites on his face. That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Because he has to do radio interviews.
He's got
to
be on TV.
And just what, he just sounds so grateful and just so, you know what I mean? Like he's still so humble through it all, which I think is huge for a 12-year-old.
He just wants goodness for people.
No. Yes.
Like, yeah, we got shirts, but you got to ask my mom.
Well, he was wearing this great shirt and had his face on it and said, I just want to live. And I thought maybe you could purchase it. I've been trying to find the website and the problem is.
You know, during the entire time too, some of the stuff he didn't hear, he's like, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Just.
I about came through through the computer saying no.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.